USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Legislation banning abortions after 6 weeks is now the law in Texas. The U.S. Supreme Court did not act on an emergency request to stop the law from taking effect by midnight Tuesday. The law allows private citizens to sue abortion providers. Abortion providers say that if it remains law, it would block the vast majority of abortion patients from obtaining services in Texas. One person was rescued and five others were missing after a U.S. Navy helicopter from the USS Abraham Lincoln crashed into the Pacific Ocean Tuesday. The craft went down 60 miles from San Diego, California. Search and rescue operations continue. After President Biden told the American people the withdrawal of Afghanistan was a success, Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, told Newsmax on Tuesday the president is living in a fantasy world.
This was an abysmal failure. It's just jaw-dropping to see the fantasy world that the president and this administration is living in.
USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More on the United States-Afghanistan withdrawal, Dan Araki reports.
President Biden addressed the nation Tuesday defending his decision to withdraw all American troops from Afghanistan and leaving that country with the Taliban in power. During remarks from the White House, the president called the efforts to get American citizens and our Afghan allies out of the country an extraordinary success, citing the more than 120,000 people who were evacuated. But Representative Mike Gallagher says the entire situation was a failure. The Wisconsin Republican tells Fox News that he doesn't see anything that could be called a success from the withdrawal.
12 Marines and one sailor dead that did not need to die is not a success. Hundreds of Americans left behind. Thousands more of our Afghan allies effectively condemned to death under the Taliban is not a success. Billions of dollars worth of U.S. military equipment left in the hands of fundamentalist terrorists is not a success. Far from a success, this is a fiasco.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the recall for Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom of California is coming down to the wire, Mr. Newsom on MSNBC says the recall is a Republican witch hunt.
Everybody's upset with everybody in the last 18 months. It's been a terrible, difficult 18 months for everybody across the spectrum. No one's naive about that, but let's talk about who's behind this. It is a Republican recall. It's backed by the RNC. It's backed by Gingrich and Huckabee and Nunes. And so fundamentally, yeah, this is a Republican recall.
Nearly 1,720,000 Californians signed the recall petition. One California voter says Newsom made her switch political parties.
I am. I actually was independent up until last week. I just switched to Republican. Like, what 23-year-old Latina is going to re-register as a Republican? And here I am. It's really upsetting. I don't mean to get emotional, but he has no idea. He has no clue, you know?
The recall is set for Tuesday, September 14th. Social Security may run out of money sooner than later, Tim Berg reports.
A new report says Social Security trust funds are expected to run out of money earlier than expected. There are two accounts that pay out benefits. One is the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Fund. That's expected to run dry in 2033, 1 year earlier than anticipated. The other program is the Disability Insurance Trust Fund. That's forecast to remain solvent through 2057.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.